Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 6th day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect a bright, sunny Tuesday, with a high of 76 and temperatures dropping to 55 overnight. An Olympia teen who was reported missing last week has been found and arrested, along with another teen, on suspicion of second-degree murder. The victim, a 51-year-old man, was found dead at an address in Orting, a small city in eastern Pierce County. The victim in the case, still not formally identified, is described as a 51-year-old man. Pierce County Sheriff's deputies discovered his remains Thursday morning, in response to a requested welfare check after the man had not reported to work for 4 days. The victim had been dead for at least 24 hours prior to the discovery of his body on Thursday morning. The Olympia teen had become the subject of intense community and media interest after his family reported him missing on August 31st. Tacoma tourism data presented last week to the City Council's Economic Development Committee showed that growth in terms of visitors remained off from pre-pandemic levels, though visitor numbers from surrounding towns were on the rise. By comparison, Seattle has made a stronger showing with downtown visitors and hotel occupancy. Downtown Seattle Association's August recovery report said that downtown Seattle had its highest monthly visitor total since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. As of mid-summer, neighborhood cocktail bar 1022 South J has closed. A neighborhood tavern with a similar menu of smart bar food and great cocktails will open later this year under a new name and a new owner. Chef Riley Morgan, who has led the kitchen since 2013, is buying the business from its current owners. He is targeting an opening in the fall of this year. Puyallup residents will have access to a new health care facility as soon as 2024. Community Health Care will open a location at 201 W Main in downtown Puyallup, in what used to be a State Department of Social and Health Services office. The plan is to open it to the public sometime in 2024. The facility will have dental, medical and behavioral health services. Patrons can expect to find a pharmacy on site. Comprehensive life resources will also be available. The organization offers free counseling and substance use services, among other things. Seahawks players have voted for someone other than the quarterback as captain of the offense for the first time in years as wide receiver Tyler Lockett got the honor for the 2022 season, coach Pete Carroll announced Monday. Lockett is entering his 8th season since Seattle drafted him in 2015. He was the team's nominee for the NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year Award last season. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.